Welcome to the Travel Like a Boss podcast, where we interview location-independent entrepreneurs that travel the world like a boss by being their own boss. Here's your host, Johnny FD.
Good to meet you, Johnny.
Very good to meet you. Can we get started or do you have any questions?
Yeah, let's jump right in, man. Let's do it. My schedule today is insane, but I'm here to deliver lots of value. So listen, I appreciate you supporting what Tony and I are doing, man, but I want to deliver lots of value to your follow. If they're gonna be listening, let's crush it for them. So whatever they need, you let me know. No questions off limits. So let's do it.
Perfect. Hey bosses, this is Johnny FD, and welcome to episode 269 of the Travel Like a Boss podcast. This week I have a very special guest, Dean Gazzarozzi. I'm gonna have him on in just 1 second, but I wanted to give you a little background on who he is, just in case you haven't heard of him. He's a multiple New York Times bestseller. He is an entrepreneur, an investor, and he's played a big role in 14 successful companies that have changed lives all around the world. And his mission for the last 20 years has been to deliver something called self-education for people who want to, you know, not use the traditional school system, which honestly has failed me completely. I think I've learned everything I know about business, life, success, diet, health from books, courses, even YouTube. I mean, really, there's so many additional ways to learn rather than just the traditional education system. So some of his biggest kind of most impactful projects have been co-created with Tony Robbins. And Tony is someone who I've considered a mentor for many, many years. And I even flew all the way from Thailand to Florida to attend his Date with Destiny conference. I spent like 30 hours on a plane. I spent probably about $8,000 in total, you know, with the hotel rooms, the flights, and the ticket to the event was like $4,500. It was something crazy where I thought, Johnny, this might be something this is silly. Like, why are you spending $8,000 to go to an event? You can just watch it. Maybe you can read something. But honestly, it was the best investment of my life. It's really helped me figure out what makes me happy in life, what my path forward is. And I think I would be in a different path completely if I didn't go to that a couple years ago. And it turns out that was one of the last ones that was live in person before this whole kind of COVID thing happened. So Dean has been partnering with Tony Robbins, and they were telling us basically about a new program for 2021 that's starting in May. So I'm excited to kind of get to know Dean. This is my first time speaking to him, getting to know him, and to kind of find out what he has co-created with Tony Robbins. So here we go. Let's have Dean on.
Let's go, Dean.
I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here, man.
So where are you exactly right now?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. Actually, Paradise Valley, but that's kind of a weird name. But it's, yeah, I'm in Arizona.
That's amazing. You know, actually, the last time I was in the U.S. was actually for Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny, like 3 years ago now. Like, wow. I think it was the last one before this whole pandemic shut everything down.
Yeah, well, Date with Destiny is a game changer, man. I think they'll be talking about Date with Destiny in 100 years from now.
Yeah, and I was almost not going to go that year because, you know, I was so far away. I was in Thailand. It was so expensive to fly there, get the hotel, you know, buy the ticket. And I was like, I have to go do this or I'm going to regret it if something happens. And I didn't think the world was shut down. I thought maybe he would retire or he would lose his voice or something because he has so much energy. And it kind of just shows that we don't know what's going to happen.
True story. Listen, here's the thing. This pandemic has been different than most things in life. This is the craziest, strangest, most uncertain, fearful time for people, at least in my lifetime, right? But the fact of the matter is, Johnny, life is always throwing us monkey wrenches. I mean, COVID is the one that stands out right now. But if you go pre-COVID in the year before that, or the 5 years before that, or 10 years before that, there's been disappointment, didn't work out, the marketing didn't happen, your wife or your husband didn't believe in you, your friends told you were crazy, you felt like an imposter, you lost the money, the deal, like the partner screwed you over, the spouse cheated. Life is filled with it. So it's not about trying to avoid complexity and chaos and things that go wrong. It's building up the muscle to know how to handle it, learn from it, and grow from it, knowing that it's all designed for us so we can navigate new territory, so we can be stronger. Because here's the fact of it. We'll get through this whole pandemic thing, but something else is coming. And after that, something else is coming. And after that, something else is coming. So if we want bigger solutions, we want bigger success, we want to make more money, we want more joy, happiness, love, intimacy, we have to learn to solve bigger problems. That's just the way it goes.
That's a really good point, because even though right now it's kind of a universal thing happening, you're right, where there's always something happening to every person at different times, and there's always a reason. And some people can call it an excuse, some people can call it a valid reason, just bad luck. You know, I mean, you weren't grown into an easy life. I mean, I saw your interview on Impact Theory, and it's crazy thinking that you slept in the bathroom with a plug and a heater with your father because you didn't have the money to live in a place like you do now.
Yeah, it's a true story. And you know, it's hard to even remember that. And also, you know, as a kid, I wasn't like the worst thing in the world. I loved my dad. We figured it out. I felt like we were on this journey to try to figure it out for it together. Like he made me feel like it was him and I against the world, not him. And it honestly made me grow up a lot quicker. You know, I realized that stuff goes sideways and hard times happen. And, you know, that was a true story. We legit drug a mattress into the bathroom at night and plugged in a little electric heater. And if he had to go to the bathroom, I'd stand outside and be in the cold and vice versa. But I'd also go to school some days without lunch money. You know, and I'd just tell my friends, oh yeah, I'm not hungry. No, I'm good. I don't like this nasty food. You know, I'd make stuff up. But again, I think, and I don't know how I had the blessing to do this, Johnny. And I'd love to say, oh, while I was going through it, I was so grateful. I was hungry. It was no BS. I didn't like it at all. Yeah. But when I look back at in hindsight, with a clearer vision, I realized that was the road designed for me. It built grit. It built desire. It built this feeling of being disturbed with leaving my life the way my parents had their life. Like, so if I look back, would I change a bit of it? Hell no. I mean, my kids, I feel blessed. For me to say that my kids suffer, they don't. We haven't flown on a commercial plane in 5 years. Like, I'm not saying that to brag. It's like, I worry about it because I had to fight for it. I had nothing. I had no lunch money. My kids don't know what that's like. So I have to work and design things in their life to get grit, to get determination, to have goals, to not want to move backwards, to be the leaders of their own, the captain of their own ship, not living off their dad's coattails. Like, it's all a journey. Doesn't matter where you start, right? It sounds like, oh, that's rich people problems, but I don't want my kids to be two sweetheart, amazing adults who are lazy and don't know how to work, and they're not hungry fighting for their full potential. Because that's where kids end up and adults end up, looking through drugs and crazy sex and alcohol abuse and all those kinds of things, because they can't find fulfillment within themselves. So it doesn't matter what path you're on. I was one extreme. My kids are another extreme. We all have a journey to grow, solve new problems, navigate new territory. And if we believe in it, God, the universe, whatever your beliefs are, sets up these roadblocks to say, are you worthy to get to the other side? Are you the type that retreats and just let someone else own your life?
Yeah, that's really, really powerful, impactful. And I think actually, now I'm kind of grateful that I had these hardships and I didn't have this easy life. I used to dream thinking, oh, I wish I got to go to Thailand when I was 18, or to do a Euro trip after high school or college, like all these people I've met now. But I don't think they appreciate it as much. I think a lot of them, you know, their parents are paying for it, or it's not a big deal. They'll go, they'll drink, they'll party, and then that's kind of it. But I think after having the hardships and struggling to figure out how to make it there on my own, it made me not only appreciate it more, but also just learn more from it.
Hey, John, I had a question for you. Do you remember, where'd you go to high school?
Lincoln in San Francisco.
Okay. So did you have money? Did your family have money in high school?
No, not at all.
Okay. Your first car, did you buy your first car or your parents buy it for you?
It was my parents' hand-me-down.
Okay. So your parents' hand-me-down. Here's what I remember about high school. I know this is going to sound silly.
Okay.
But, and this is in no way knocking someone whose parents gave them a car or bought them a car. I'm probably going to buy my kids a car. This is not about knocking it. But I remember I worked 2 years to save up the money to buy my first car. Okay. I bought something fairly nice, even though I had nothing as a kid. I saved up. I worked nights. I worked weekends. I did everything possible. I used to clean that car, Johnny. Like, I'd clean the wheels with a toothbrush. The inside was immaculate. I made sure everything, because I paid for it. I had to work my ass off to get that car. And I had a couple of friends, awesome kids, still friends with some of them, love them. Their parents bought a car. They could give two craps. And both of them wrecked it within 6 months. It was always dirty. They didn't care because they didn't have to put the time and effort and the struggle to get it. Again, I worry about it with my kids. I'll be honest with you. Like, I have three children. One's just a baby. Mm-hmm. He's 1 year old. But my 14 and 12-year-old, Johnny, if you met my kids, and I'm not just saying it because they're mine, but if you met my kids and you walked away, you'd say, they're two of the nicest kids I've ever met. Polite, looked you in the eye. Oh, my God, what good kids. They are. They're amazing children. They get their homework done. They get good grades. They do their chores. But my biggest fear is that neither one of them have a hunger. Because they really don't need to. I can't replicate. We live in a 16,000 square foot house. I can't pretend we live in a trailer park. When we fly and I'm busy, we jump on a private plane. I can't pretend we don't have that. Now, neither one of them have, you go in their closet, they have one pair of sneakers. Neither one of them have Chanel or any of that fancy stuff. I drive a Ford pickup truck. I wear a t-shirt every day of my life. I do everything in my power for them to see. They both know that most of all my money that I'll make through this life is going to go to charity. Mm-hmm. They both know that. I'm not leaving them this big pile of money. I'm not trying to be on here talking about my family, Johnny. What I'm talking about is, though, it's so close to home. I recognize just what you said earlier. Like you said, I appreciate it more. I know what it's like to have no food. I know what it's like to struggle. There's some people in the middle, and there's some people that are really privileged like my children. And I don't care where you are on the spectrum. I've been there, and I don't care where you are on the spectrum. We need to find a hunger. We need to go after it like we're underdogs. We have to go after it like nobody's coming to save us. Like we want to own our own future. That's those that succeed. I've seen kids from really wealthy families do absolutely amazing because they had that hunger. They had the ability to fail, and their parents set them up to fail in some cases. So the reason I'm doing that is, why does that relate to you? Maybe you don't have kids. Maybe your kids are older, because I want to share that with you. It's like the fight is part of the journey. The fight is the reward. The fight, the failure, the problems that you can overcome allow you to go faster than those that cross their arms and waiting for someone else to fix it. In today's world, it's like you either own your future, you take responsibility for your future, you know no one's coming to save you, or you sit back and let someone else own your life. And I don't think that's acceptable to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And it actually reminds me of the people I met at Date with Destiny. There was a certain percentage who just clawed the way there. They like literally took a Greyhound bus from the other side of the country and just figured out a way to get there. And there was another big portion of people who actually had good jobs. It wasn't even that big of a deal for them to spend $200 a night at the hotel, or you know, for $4,000 for the ticket.
Yep.
It seemed like they had a good life. You know, they had a decent home, you know, nice new car, nice clothes. You know, they can go to restaurants whenever they want, but still something was kind of unfulfilled in their lives. And I feel like this is a huge part of kind of Western society back in the US, that even though seemingly we have it all, people just are unfulfilled. There's something missing.
Yeah. So, you know, I quote this a lot, Johnny, and please feel free to steal it, but, or remember it, because it really hit my heart. And I read it probably a decade ago, Dale Carnegie. I love old school personal development. I've read all Dale Carnegie, Earl Nightingale, Napoleon Hill, all of them. Mm-hmm. But Dale Carnegie said the biggest plight of the human race, especially in Western culture, is knowing you have more potential, but you're not utilizing it. And I think that's what it is. You might get money out of the way, but man, are you really making an impact on the world? So when you leave, you say, you did your part here, man, or you did your part here. She killed it while she was here, right? Or maybe the money's there, but you're missing intimacy and passion in your life, or a partner that's got your back, right? Or maybe you got the partner and the passion, but you know you were meant to make more so you could give more away. When people say to me, money doesn't buy happiness, I'm like, then you haven't given enough away. Last year, I donated more money than I'd ever had in my life. And my wife and I celebrated in such a huge way and felt so honored that we were able to do it. We donated $600,000 to Operation Underground Railroad alone to help free slave children around the world. Like, no matter what your goals or dreams are, if you know you have the potential for more, That's when you're unsatisfied with where you are. And I think we should be unsatisfied because I don't think life is about a destination. I know you've heard that a million times, but it's about the journey. It's about the growth. It's about contribution and learning and finding mm-hmm. a true meaning and purpose. And I think that's what we're all searching for. And for me, and I think probably the same for you, Johnny, that the things that's allowed me to get there faster is modeling and learning from others who have already forged the path and have been there. Because again, we're going to fail. Things are going to go sideways, but people have already failed and gone sideways and come out on the other side. You might as well use their roadmap.
Yeah, I like it. So this is kind of a serious question, but kind of a touchy subject is I meet so many people, especially kind of while traveling, that have kind of started to figure it out for themselves. They went from a life where they're unhappy, they realized there's something more out there. And instead of kind of going through the traditional route of like first, you know, let's say building a business, you know, working in it for 10, 20 years, selling it, and then deciding, okay, you know what, now it's time to give back, I want to help others. A lot of people decide, you know what, let's skip this whole middle section. Let's just fly to Bali, you know, rent this beautiful villa for $500 a month, take some nice photos. And all of a sudden they go from kind of unhappy, nothing figured out life to being a life coach, expert, you know, business coach. And they've had no experience at all. And it's one thing that's always drove me crazy, but I'm very curious, you know, to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, great question. I think the fastest way to your end result is not how to do it. And you should write this down and think through it. It's not how to get it done anymore. Life's moving too quick. It's who rather than how. Who has already done it? Who's already been through the journey? Who's already forged the path? Who's already failed and is on the other side of success? But when you pick the who, that's the only important thing, is pick somebody with, as my partner and friend Tony Robbins always says, with the depth and breadth. They've been there. They've forged the past. They've been through the mess. They've been through an ugly divorce, but then they turned it around and fixed it. Now the kids are thriving and they're friends with their ex and they're in a new relationship and everybody's doing good. You want to learn from that person. They went through the ugly. They're out on the other side. You want to learn sales from somebody who could be a year ahead of you or 10 years ahead of you, but they've made the sales. They've grown the business or they made the money. That's who you learn from, right? Now, can you be the reporter and the accountability coach? Of course, but you have to be transparent that I am the reporter of other people's knowledge. Like if you look at it, Tony Robbins, right? You love Date with Destiny. Mm-hmm. Tony changed my life 2 decades ago, right? Tony started out sharing Jim Rohn's strategy. Jim Rohn changed Tony's life. Tony obsessed on it, learned every bit of it and shared it. And Tony got to change lives sharing what he learned from Jim Rohn. But he shared it so much that he became the expert. Right. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, he said, this isn't mine. This is Jim Rohn's. But it was so deep and strong, it worked. Mm-hmm. Now, where it's unethical, Johnny, is when someone moves to Bali and has never started a business, never grown a business, never read a business book, but they're doing business coaching. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to get credentials and we need to know their history and their journey, because we can all learn from someone and someone can learn from you if you're a chapter, 2 chapters, or a whole book ahead of them. If I'm going into sales today and you have a year's worth of sales ahead of me, I want to learn from you. If I'm starting a podcast today and you've had a podcast for a year, I want to learn from you. If I'm starting going through the divorce, the illness, the anything today and you already did it, I want to learn from you, right? So it's really, don't let a couple wrong coaches tarnish the ability to realize that this is an industry that you not only should tap into to learn, but also to have the opportunity to be a part of it and share what you know.
I love it. That's the best answer I ever could have thought of. Because I think a lot of people, they do suffer from this imposter syndrome, which I know, you know, something that you do talk about and help people break through. It's on one hand, there's people who really are imposters, but they're passionate about it. They want to help people. They want to learn and grow. And then there's other people who actually are very successful already, but they still feel like imposters.
Of course.
And what you said about, you know, even in the beginning, if you're brand new, sharing someone else's knowledge and crediting them is an easy path forward. And that way you never have to feel like an imposter. You can share their techniques.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. That's Tony and I help other people get in this industry. It's how we feel we can leave our legacy. Right. Tony's been doing this for 40 plus years. I've been almost 25 years together, but we're not going to be here forever. Mm-hmm. And we want to help create leaders who go out and self-educate the world. Self-education changed my life. It changed Tony's life. I'm sure it changed your life, Johnny. You went to Date with Destiny. You're into self-education too. You're in this industry, you're doing a podcast, you're in self-education, mm-hmm. right? So how do we do it is we help others. And we've been blessed to help people in over 150 countries, 4,700 different niches, people who never thought they could do it. But a bunch of them stand out. There's so many different niches you could never imagine. But one that really stands out is one because it's personal to me, is think about this. This amazing woman, Jamie, she wants to help other people and she's thinking of doing something in business. She gets some training from Tony and I, realizes she wants to help others, but she feels like an imposter, right? I didn't know any of this till after the fact. Finally, she realized what she had was her son was born with eczema. And it's really popular here in America more than ever before. And my older son has it. She didn't know, but she went through a year of trying to naturally cure her son of eczema because she didn't want to put steroids and fill his body with all these, you know, toxic, medicines mm-hmm. as the way she felt. So for a year, she's not a doctor. She's not a nurse. She's a mom hell-bent on helping her kid. And she goes to every doctor that she can, natural doctor, regular doctor, reads every book, finds ways to help heal the gut and the liver and toxicity on the inside and helps on the skin. Why am I sharing that? Because all she was is the reporter mm-hmm. of other people's knowledge that she accumulated. And all of a sudden she cured the eczema of her son. Now, what she didn't know, why am I sharing this story, is I have a one-year-old son named Luca. And my wife, Lisa, and I, when he was born, he's got severe eczema. Little did Jamie know when she made that course that 3 months after she was done, my wife was on our platform, mastermind.com, searching and found Jamie and bought her course. Mm-hmm. And Jamie, feeling like an imposter at first, didn't realize that because she was willing to share what she discovered, my wife, and she filmed it in her kitchen on her cell phone, but it had the knowledge of this is what you do on the outside to help the itchy. This is what you help here. This is how you clean the gut. And this is the probiotics I use. And this is this I use. My wife absorbed all this and took 5 or 6 things and it truly impacted my son. Now, why am I saying that? Because she felt like an imposter. She's not a doctor, Johnny. She's not a nurse, but she's someone who went through that mess, solved the problem, came out on the other side, and now she's willing to share it. She shouldn't feel like an imposter. She should feel like a savior to help people who are trying to figure it out on their own, because she's on the other side of the bridge. And there's a lot of people on this side of the bridge trying to figure it out. And that's in every niche you could possibly imagine in the world. Most all of you listening had a mess that can become your message. You have a skill, a hobby, or passion. You figured it out. You have experience. Someone else is starting out on day one.
I like it. And I like this, you know, going through it from an authentic place and not pretending, you know, she's a medical doctor or that she has this, you know, magic cure that she, you know.
Right. This is what I discovered. Yeah. Would you like to know it?
Yeah. I like that. And so do you think that everybody has something that they, you know, they are, have become an expert in or can share?
So maybe I'm a dreamer, but I believe absolutely yes. And I've hardly ever met anybody that really didn't. They think at first, who would listen to me? I don't have followers. I'm not an expert. I'm an introvert. I don't have initials after my name. I barely went to college. Our brain plays tricks on us, mm-hmm. right? But I promise you, everyone has been through an experience. You have a skill. You're a chapter ahead. And someone else is starting out on day one. You know, what I love to say, Johnny, is you listening right now. I want you to really think about this. If you had the opportunity to go spend an hour with your 20-year-old self. You had a week to prepare and you had 1 hour to spend with your 20-year-old self. And you could touch on 2 topics, maybe career and love. I bet you everything in my life that if you spent a week obsessing, like, okay, on love, I want to make sure he loves himself. Mm. She loves herself first and know that she deserves real love and don't settle and you're worthy and you're more than you think. When it comes to business, your parents are amazing, but don't just follow the norm. Just don't go to school and get that job. You have more. You could be an entrepreneur and focus on marketing, focus on serving other people. You'd be obsessed. You'd be writing down forever. Mm. Do you think you would have value for your 20-year-old self?
Yeah.
And Johnny, I've asked this in front of tens of thousands of people. And there's only 2 answers, priceless and millions. That's what everybody says. If we do it in the chat, it's priceless or millions. Well, here's the thing. Your 20-year-old self could surely use that, mm-hmm. but so could countless people around the world. Everything that you thought about, there's somebody that needs that right now because they're like your 20-year-old self starting new in that area of their life. And they could be 50, 70, 90. And that's what the self-education industry is extracting the asset that lives in here, delivering it to those who want it, impacting their lives. And it's an industry heading towards $1 billion a day. So it is one powerful industry, one that I absolutely love.
It really is. And I don't know what the opposite of imposter syndrome would be, but yeah. I feel like it's a shame to not share this knowledge. I mean, this podcast has always been a hobby, and sure, I have some sponsors and sometimes it breaks even, you know, but really this has never been my main job. I made all my money in my actual businesses, but I've always done this consistently. I've never missed a month. I've never missed an episode, because I feel bad having all these mentors in my life and these, you know, smart, successful people and not sharing this knowledge.
I agree. And Tony and I believe that if you die with knowledge in your head and you didn't share it with the world, you're doing a disservice to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. How did you meet Tony Robbins? How did you start working with him?
Tony changed my life 2 decades ago, legit. And about 10 years ago, a mutual friend introduced us. And we talked on the phone a little bit and text back and forth. And he's like, let's meet for lunch. And we just hit it off. We met for lunch and it was supposed to be a half hour meeting. And we met for like 9 hours straight. He canceled all his meetings. I canceled all my meetings. And we hit it off. And I just felt really blessed, because, you know, 25 years ago when I bought his course, I wrote down in my journal, someday I want to meet him and thank him. But we just hit it off and we spent 7 years just being friends. We got together about 4 times a year. I play golf 2 or 3 times a year. So does he. And we play with each other. It's the only time we play golf. We really don't golf. It's a 4-hour excuse to hang out and talk business and life and relationships. And then about 3 years ago, we decided, you know, what is our biggest passion? It was self-education. It saved both of our lives. Jim Rohn saved his life and he saved mine. And since then, we've both been on this journey and we just wanted to help expose it more, make it more of the new norm. And we've been working really hard to do it. And it's truly becoming a movement, some of the things we're working on, because we're empowering people to see that, yes, you have something the world needs. And this is exactly how to get it to them.
I love it. And if people want to learn from you and Tony, you're actually having a free 5-day challenge coming up.
Oh my God, there's been no better time in history. If anything I shared today intrigued you, write this down. Go to ownit45.com and go check out the Own Your Future Challenge. We're doing it on May 11th. It's going to be absolutely insane. It's not only Tony and myself. We invited 14 of our dear friends who are in this industry, who didn't know they were going to be in this industry. You're going to know every single one of them. And they're all coming for free to empower you. It is definitely a once in a lifetime opportunity. I know you hear that a lot, but it truly is. So I'd say do 4 quick things. 1, as soon as you're done listening, go to ownit45.com, register. 2nd thing, take the link ownit45.com and literally text it to every one of your friends right now. Because if they don't know about it, they're going to miss out on something absolutely amazing. No matter where they are in their life, between Tony and all the other guests and myself, it'll course correct, shift their life. So text it to some friends. They need it. 3rd, put it in your phone. Like, legit, pick up your phone, schedule it in May 11th, 2:00 Eastern Standard Time, schedule it in. And the last thing, I've been saying this a lot. I might sound like a broken record if you've heard me anyplace else, but I'd pretend you paid $5,000 for this training, because in any time in history, you could. Mm-hmm. But these are unprecedented times and we want to do something unprecedented and pull back the curtain, show you how to thrive in this industry. So pretend you paid $5,000, because if you do, you'll show up with pen in hand with your journal. It's free, not kind of free, totally free, but show up ready to go. And I promise you, it'll be one of those life-changing events.
I absolutely believe it. And it's amazing that you guys are able to give this free value. And I think if it wasn't for this lockdown and everybody having, you know, free time and working from home, there's no way you would have gotten some of these names to be available. Even if they wanted to do it, they just wouldn't have the time to do it.
Agreed. And that's why I say once in a lifetime, it's not just a slogan, it's the truth. So if you're ready to shift and gain confidence and capabilities in today's crazy world, ownit45.com, reserve it, get some friends, put it in your phone and show up ready to play.
And that's the number 4 and 5.
Yes.
Awesome. Dean, it's been amazing having you on. I really love talking to you. Please say hi to Tony for me, and hopefully all of us listening will be there live in just a few days now. So I'm excited.
Awesome, man. Appreciate you, Johnny. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks so much, dude. Bye-bye.
Awesome, fantastic. Dude.
That was... Hey guys, this week's sponsor is Athletic Brewing Co. Non-alcoholic brews. So these guys have been pioneering craft beer revolution, where you can enjoy all the great tastes of craft beer delivered to your door without the buzz of the alcohol. And they have some really great new flavors as well. So they have Free Wave Hazy IPA. And I've always enjoyed a nice strong IPA, but I don't always want the effects of the alcohol. So this is something that I can drink after workout, even before workout, maybe even during a workout, and nobody can say anything, especially the cops on the drive home. So Athletic Brewing comes in these beautiful cans with a variety of flavors, from Run Wild IPA to First Ride Coffee Porter, to having a stout mix pack, which I think a lot of you would enjoy. So check them out at Athletic Brewing Co., which is athleticbrewing.com. And you can use the coupon code BOSS20 to get 20% off your order. You can even check out a variety case and see what there is and what all this hype is about. Well, guys, I'm so excited that I was able to talk to Dean. He is such a smart guy. I mean, like, internet marketing experience-wise, him and Russell Brunson, who's actually a guest as well, are kind of basically the two top marketers in the world right now. And the fact that he has teamed up with Tony Robbins, who delivers genuine value and actually knows what he's talking about, unlike a lot of so-called coaches out there in the world, it was a no-brainer. Like, I when I had the opportunity to work with these guys, I thought 100%. And I will tell you guys a secret. You know, at the end of the 5 days, they will send you a link, you know, for another program that they're offering. But really, that 5-day challenge really is free, and you're going to get so much value out of it. It's insane. So it's called the 5-day free Own Your Own Future Challenge. And I actually got a bit of a preview of kind of a little bit of the first part. So it's 3 sections. Step one is about mindset. And this is actually what Tony does best. And honestly, this is what I paid Tony, you know, close to $5,000 to help with in a group setting with thousands of people. So step one is all about crushing the outside noise and crushing the inner self-doubt. This is about mindset. The step two is creating a roadmap for your future, crafting your own roadmap. And the third is kind of just the actual steps of how to do it all. So it's not just Tony and Dean. Honestly, it could just be them and you would learn so much. But I just want to quickly tell you about some of the other guests that he's having on. So first, Russell Brunson, he's the founder of ClickFunnels. And this guy has made probably, I want to say, tens of millions of dollars in sales for people through his program. Jenna Kutcher, another self-educator and marketing expert. Her podcast is called Gold Digger Podcast. So not Gold Digger, but Gold Digger. We have on Trent Shelton, who is a former NFL player. And now he's a motivational speaker. You have the Boss Babes on. We have Rachel Miller, who's an entrepreneur and mom to 6 kids. And we have a very diverse amount of people. I mean, you can take a look. There's a ton of guests who are announced. And the URL, it's actually my URL. It's ownit45. Dean and them were nice enough to give me my own URL. So if enough people actually click and sign up for this free challenge, that means they're happy to come on my podcast again in the future, because I'm bringing them, an audience. So hopefully, if this is something you're interested in, share it. It's ownit45, O-W-N-I-T, the number 4, number 5.com. And I promise you, it's completely free. There's definitely going to be I don't even want to call it an episode. I want to call it an opportunity at the end if you want to do more of them. But honestly, if you just do the free 5-day challenge. I promise you, you're going to get so much value out of it. The mindset part of it alone is honestly what is holding most people back. I think a lot of people kind of know what they should do, but something is holding them back and they're not really sure what it is. Sometimes it's motivation. Sometimes it's not knowing the first step. Sometimes it's feeling like an imposter and not wanting to put yourself out there. Sometimes it's self-doubt. But sometimes it's just not knowing what the next steps are. So I really genuinely believe in these guys. And this is why this is pretty much the only product I ever promote. And I do it once a year when they have a program or a challenge. They don't sell it year round. It's kind of literally just once a year they do this. And literally the only other mentor or product I've ever recommended, besides maybe, you know, the, some of the software I use or like Tim Ferriss's book or something, is Anton's course, because his dropshipping course changed my life and Tony Robbins changed my life. So those are my basically only two URLs I'll ever really mention on here. One is antonmethod.com if you want to learn dropshipping, and the second is ownit45 if you want to learn from Dean and Tony. So check them out. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was really fun talking to Dean. He has been a very inspirational person. Very smart guy, very good marketer, but also just like, you know, a good person, just like a wholesome, good family man. So thanks again to Dean for coming on. Tony Robbins, hopefully you'll be having in-person events again in the future. But honestly, I learned so much, I don't even need to go again, but I think it's very valuable for others. If you have Netflix and you haven't seen his documentary, it's called I Am Not Your Guru. It's fantastic. Highly, highly recommend it. And yeah, that's it. So share this podcast with some friends, share the link, and I will see you on the live trainings. I think it's going to be really valuable for everyone. Hey bosses, this week's sponsor is Rerouted.co. So if you have a bunch of outdoor gear laying around, maybe at your parents' house, maybe in a closet somewhere, this is a great way to sell some gear, get some cash, and free up some space. As you know, I am a minimalist at heart. I like to travel very lightly, very slowly. So those winter boots or that winter coat that I no longer need, I can sell them on Rerouted.co. It's also a great place to buy secondhand gear. Not only is it good for the environment to upcycle, but you could also get a great deal and it's good for your wallet. So taking a look around, there's everything from backpacks to, you know, hiking shoes to snowboard gear if you want to get ready for next year, maybe get a good deal, sandals, packable raincoats, t-shirts, clothing, whatever you need. Check them out at Rerouted.co. It's great to sell, it's great to buy, and it's great for the environment.